All right, John and Teresa Whitty are in our studio today, and well, happy holidays.
Same to you, Paul.
Yeah. Are you excited about the holidays?
Yeah.
I am. Thanksgiving was, you know, quiet for everybody, yeah. It seemed, but I'm looking forward to Christmas and hoping that we can all get together.
Yep. Yeah, it was a little different at Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
Yeah, way different than the traditional ones that we've had.
No more 30, 40 family members are hanging around.
Yeah, when this is all over, we're not going to take those things for granted. You know, getting everybody together, that's just wonderful when it does happen.
So. Yep.
That's right. All right. Well, what are we going to talk about this morning, or today, I should say?
Well, last week, Governor Walz announced that the new app is ready for tracking COVID exposure in Minnesota.
Well, we talked about that about a month ago, didn't we? About
that
it showed up on your phones,
yeah. But the only thing that showed up on the phones was something that said you can go out and try to find an app for this. And Minnesota at that time didn't have an app. Most states didn't have an
app
at that
time. Right, I remember
that. So they've been working hard and they have an app now. It's called COVID Aware MN. And you can get it at your Google Play Store or your Apple App Store. You would just, I imagine, if you Google or you search for COVID Aware, you'll find it.
Okay.
And you download that onto your computer.
Okay.
And then you can open it up and it'll walk you right through it on what you need to do.
All right. And what's the purpose of this app then?
The purpose is to notify people if they have been in contact with someone who has been identified as having COVID positive test results.
Okay.
But they have to have the app running too, don't they?
They have to have the app running too. So let's say, okay, so here's my app. I have it on my phone.
Okay.
Let's say I get COVID. Mm-hmm. I would get from, I suppose, the people who tested me, I would get a verification code. And I can report results here. Let's see what happens if I say report.
All right. You got your phone in front of you there, Teresa, and you're
working it out. I clicked on report results, and then I would have to enter my code. And then anybody who was around me, and they say around is like within 6 feet for 15 minutes or more.
Okay.
So if I pass you on the street, you know, you're not going to have to worry about it. But if, you know, if we were having a conversation and even if we had our masks on, you know, you will get a notification. Now, it will not tell you that, hey, Teresa Whitty has COVID and you are now at risk. Mm-hmm. It will just notify you that you're at risk, that you had close contact with someone. And that's kind of nice because it's not a shaming thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people might not want their,
their
health problems out there or whatever. Right. And if you get it, it's just a notification in general. They don't track your personal data.
So let's say my phone has that and we come in contact.
Yep.
It'll give me a notice that I've been in close contact with someone that has COVID or had or what?
Yep. Well, that's tested positive.
That's tested positive. Okay.
I wonder how long that lasts. You know, if you test positive, is it for 2 weeks or something?
Well, I don't know, but if you test positive, you're supposed to be quarantined.
Yeah.
But what's the app called again?
It's called COVID Aware MN.
There it is.
Yep. So it's real easy.
I have not done this on my phone.
It's real easy to download. I get in the morning and in the evening, I can see my phone. It'll bing that it's checking for exposures.
Oh, okay.
And then at that time, I suppose that's when I would get a notification.
Okay, I'm actually downloading it on my phone while you're talking, Teresa, and we'll see what happens at the end of the show.
And you've got a Droid, right, Paul?
Yep, I do.
And I have an iPhone, so I'm going to go to the Apple Play Store and see if I can find it. Yeah.
So I want to tell you some stuff that this app doesn't do. Okay, this app doesn't send information to the government. This is not a data collection tool. It doesn't collect data and store data. It does not track your GPS location as far as, you know, keeping track. They don't keep any of the data is what I mean.
Right.
They don't identify your personal information, and they don't tell you where you were exposed.
Okay. Well, I just downloaded mine. It took probably 5 seconds to do this, Teresa. Yep. So that was quick.
Yeah, mine went really quick, too.
Thanks for telling
me
about that.
Yeah, well, and we don't know how effective it's going to be, but the more people that use it, the better it will work to slow the spread.
Right.
That, I mean, if more people are using it, more people will know. If very few people use it, it really won't do any good at all. But yeah, there's apps in 20 states right now. And so, you know, Minnesota's on the ball.
Okay. Yeah, my exposure detection is on, it says. Your device is scanning for exposures and will continue to do so even if you close the app. So you have to, it's Bluetooth operated. Or,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And my exposure's on and notifications on. My location is on.
Yep. You have to give some permissions
to
the app.
Yeah, it was really easy and quick. Yeah,
it walks you right through it.
Yep.
If you don't give it the permissions, it's not any good.
Right.
It doesn't do any good.
I wonder how many people have downloaded the app so far.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no way to find that information, I suppose, online. I would imagine from a technical side, because I'm me.
Yeah, let's do that, John.
I have to think that with the Bluetooth having to be activated, you know, that's one thing. If you turn off your Bluetooth, this might stop working.
Right.
And I would guess your battery life would be a little bit less.
Yeah, maybe.
If you have a phone that doesn't make it through the day, it might not be able to hold, because that Bluetooth being on is one of the ways you save battery life is by turning off Bluetooth.
Okay, yep.
So that's one technical thing that I thought of as you were talking about it. But
you talked about the verification code. What was that again, Teresa?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that if I were to test positive, then I would be given a verification code from the testing site or from the testing people, you know, if it's verbal or if it's, something that they email you. I haven't been tested ever, so I don't really know how the notification process works, but they must give a code that you can put in there.
Okay. Well, I'm just happy to report that I haven't received any exposure notifications yet.
Neither have I. That means the three of us are okay.
Yeah, we're good.
And here's the thing. You're not going to be walking down the street and your phone's not going to start beeping, warning, warning, you're being exposed. So it's not really going to be a prevention tool to protect you from COVID. But it's going to help. If I know I've been exposed, then I can quarantine.
Right.
So I, the spread maybe won't go any farther than me. That's what the...
I understand they're using this. They've been using this in other countries for a long time. The United States is a little behind on this.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what the news conference said that I remember. So just catching up. Technology is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. And just remember the name of it. And
COVID Aware MN.
MN.
It's easy. It's safe.
Yep.
Okay, help your neighbor.
Sure. Yeah, technology. That's what the show's about, right?
Right.
All right. Well, appreciate you guys coming in and tell us with the holidays coming up, what you got going on.
Oh, we've been selling laptops left and right, I tell you.
I bought one.
And if you...
I bought one from you, I should say.
Yeah. If you're needing to get a laptop for Christmas, don't wait any longer. They are really out there as far as delivery time.
Oh, okay.
And so I found a way to get some, within a week or so.
Yep.
But a lot of them, it's getting harder and harder because a lot of people are doing the same thing that I'm seeing. I'm selling a lot of laptops. It's going around.
It's not just, it's related to the COVID, isn't it? That these factories aren't running full capacity anymore.
Okay.
And so.
Because their workers are they had to lay off people.
Mm-hmm. I've visited with other people that are in the business that we are, mm-hmm. and everybody's struggling to get inventory, and it's definitely a different feeling.
So the supply chain is kind of being disrupted.
Right. I do have a couple on stock.
Okay.
But they, like I said, they've been selling almost as soon as I get them. So.
Okay. Well, laptop would be a good Christmas present for somebody.
Yes, it would.
How can they get a hold of you and where you're located at?
Well, we're right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. And you can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or you can send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, there we go. Good subject. Very relevant of what what's going on today. So one more time, if somebody wants to download that app, how can they do it?
Search on your Play Store for COVID Aware MN.
All right. Thanks, Teresa. Yep. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep. And we'll see you next week. John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.